Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the balance of grace and faith is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You've got to come to the end of yourself, and that's the purpose that God gave the law, was to expose how ungodly we were, to bring us to the end of ourself. The law is condemning, the law is harsh, and the purpose of it was to bring you to the end of yourself, because only when you come to the end of yourself do you find the beginning of God. Amen. And see, if you haven't understood the things that I'm talking about, that God, by grace, He commended His love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, He died for us. He didn't see something in you that just was so wonderful, He had to have you. He saw us, and because of His great love, matter of fact, it says that in Ephesians chapter 2, and in one of the translations, I think it's the Amplified Bible, it says, because of His love, and in order to satisfy His intense love, He sent His Son and died for us. The Lord was motivated and loved us, not because we are lovely, but because God is so much love. And see, this is what this grace and faith has taught me, is that God's love for me is not tied to any worth or any value in my life. And there's probably some people in this auditorium listening to me who think, well, boy, this is depressing me. It's discouraging me. You're making me think I'm... what is this doing to my self-worth? Well, you know what? I don't agree with all of the stuff on self-worth. Your self is what caused Jesus to come to this earth and die because you were so sorry. And you know what? Your self may be better than myself, but your self still has caused a lot of heartache, a lot of pain in your life and in other people's lives. And I am not into self-esteem. I'm into Christ esteem. I esteem what Jesus has done. I am thrilled with who I am in Christ, what God has done in me. But you know what? There is a part of me that was corrupt. There's a part that I deny it. I reject it. I try and walk in the Spirit. But there's a part of me that's still not born again. My spirit's born again, but I've still got flesh. And you come up, there's a part of me that I don't esteem. And you know, there's times that you ought to absolutely feel rotten. There's times that when you act like the devil, you act stupid, you ought to feel stupid. You ought to feel rotten. God gave us emotions. It's similar to feeling in your hand. You know, if you weren't paying attention, you could lean up against a stove or something. And if you weren't watching, you could do irreparable damage to yourself. But God gave you this feeling of pain. None of us like it, but if you put your hand on a hot stove before you even have time to think about it and look at it and see what the temperature on the stove is, your hand can tell you you've got pain, and instantly you withdraw it and it saves you from having damage. God gave you the ability to be depressed and to be hurt and to be discouraged, not so that you could live there, but when you begin to start being depressed, you know what that ought to tell you? The Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, the Lord will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Him because he trusts in Him. If you're depressed, you know what that ought to tell you? Well, it tells me that nobody loves me and that I've been mistreated and that I had a dysfunctional home and that somebody else is responsible. No, you know what depression tells you? You aren't keeping your mind stayed on God. You're looking at circumstances. You've let your attention move off of Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And the reason you're sinking is because you quit looking at Jesus and you started looking at the wind and the waves around you, and it caused you to fear. There's a purpose for all of those things. I sometimes have discouragement come against me, and I don't ignore it, but what I do is I recognize, God, if I'm discouraged, there's a reason for discouragement. And it's because I haven't been meditated on You. I haven't been focused on You the way that I should. And so I get back and start focusing on the Lord and just get my feelings back. But you know what? Even when I'm not feeling right, I don't sit here and start disbelieving that God loves me because I don't feel it. I have written this down. It's an absolute. It's a cardinal law. I never deviate from it, that God commended His love towards me in that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. That means it had nothing to do with my goodness. It had nothing to do with anything in me. It was all about God. And over in Romans chapter 5, I don't know if you're there, but in verse 9, after it says in verse 8, God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Verse 9 says, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. If you accepted that God loved you and gave his love to you by grace, not based on performance. If he loved you while you were yet a sinner so much that he died for you, then much more now that we're born again. Do you know the average Christian, the average church teaches much less now? They would never say it that way, but that's what they teach. They will sit there and say, come to the Lord just as you are. If you're a sinner, that means you're qualified. Jesus died for sinners. You know, if a person came into this church service, you could have a person drunk. You could have a person high on dope. You could have a person reeking with alcohol, whatever the situation is. And you know what the typical Christian would do to a lost man? They'd walk up and say, God loves you. God's got a better life. Jesus died for your sins. Wouldn't you like to accept Jesus? Wouldn't you like to be forgiven? The average Christian will extend grace towards a lost man. But let that drunk pray with you and receive salvation and come back tomorrow drunk. And if he claims to be a Christian, the average Christian who would minister grace to him, as long as he'd just admit that he's lost, but let him say that he's saved and come back, and the average Christian would start saying, boy, God's mad at you. God's not going to bless you. God won't answer your prayers. The wrath of God is coming on you. You better repent or else turn or burn. And you'd start preaching wrath to him. You know why a lot of people go through what's called a honeymoon period when they get born again? It's because when they get born again, they're told that regardless of what you've done, God loves you by grace. It's unconditional. It doesn't matter what you've done. You come and accept Jesus and you get all of your sins forgiven. And so you say, man, that's awesome news. So you believe, you receive salvation and you just are in love with God. The colors are brighter. The sounds are better. The smells are better. Everything's wonderful because you believe that God loves you. And then you go to church. And you see somebody testify that they got healed of something. You say, well, boy, I have something. I'd like to be healed. And so they pray and you don't instantly see a manifestation. And you say, what's wrong? And they say, sin. And you say, I thought God had forgiven me. Oh, yeah, he had back then. But you know what? You've sinned since then. You're going to have to start studying more. You're going to have to read the Bible an hour a day. You're going to have to pray in tongues. You got to go to church. Have you been paying your tithes? God won't bless you unless you pay your... And all of a sudden, without the person realizing it, this feeling that they had of, God loves me, and it's based on grace. All of a sudden they realize, uh-oh, if I'm going to start receiving from God, I've got to start being holy and doing all of these things or God won't bless me. And they lose putting faith in grace and now they're back to trying to earn and merit God's favor. But this verse says, God loved you while you were yet a sinner. Christ died for you and much more now. Some of you came to the Lord and you had been living in adultery. You confess Jesus as your Lord and instantly you were in relationship with God. Adultery couldn't stop you from God. Some of you had lied and stolen. Some of you were dope addicts, alcoholics. You did all kinds of things and yet you come and confess Jesus as your Lord and instantly you believe that you're in relationship with God. But now that you're born again, you feel guilty because you know you ought to be studying the Word more and you've made a promise to have a devotion and you haven't kept it. You got mad at your wife on the way to church. You had an argument. You haven't been home. You didn't go to your kid's baseball game. And you feel guilty. And now God's liable to let you die of cancer because you haven't studied the Word or prayed 30 minutes. Now, he accepted you when you were an adulterer and when you were a murderer and a thief and everything else. But now, if you don't read your daily Bible readings, you're liable to die of cancer because you don't deserve it. Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. If you receive the Lord by grace, you heard about the grace of God. God commended His love towards you, and that while you were yet a sinner, He died for you. 2,000 years ago, Jesus bore the sins of the world before you were ever born. And so you heard of the grace of God, and your faith just reached out and appropriated it. But now that you become religious, you have to start earning things. You better be fasting and praying and studying the Word and doing these things. And you know what? Your faith is no longer in an unconditional love of God that made everything available to you free. It's based on how holy you're living. Your faith is in you and not in grace. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. You know, I don't know if I'm getting this across to you. Some of you are sitting there and just deflecting what I'm saying and saying, oh, that's not me. But I can guarantee you that this is where the majority of people live, is they are in a works mentality, and this is why they aren't experiencing a greater relationship with God and stuff, is because they feel that they have to earn it, and you are constantly trying to perform instead of just receiving the love of God by grace. Just putting faith in the unmerited, unearned, deserved favor of God. God loves you not anything to do with how good you are. You know, I've told you about my son being raised from the dead. I've seen three people raised from the dead. My son was dead for 5 hours, was raised from the dead with no brain damage, no more than he had before.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the balance between grace and faith. This live series is available as a CD or DVD album and also as a book. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Ask for Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD, DVD, or book. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request God Loves Me Unconditionally when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, if you've been blessed through today's program, I would really encourage you to call in and get the products that we're offering. But we also have people on our helpline who are there to pray with you. And we have seen wonderful results. We've actually had people call in that people around them had died and they prayed, and we've seen people raised from the dead. We see miracles happen. Plus, these people are able to direct you towards any type of materials that we have to help you. And it would just be a real blessing to you. The number is 719-635-1111. That's 719-635-1111. Call our Andrew Womack Ministries helpline and receive prayer or product today.